Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We are live, and we are live. Yahuwah's radio and Yahuwah's ministry. We got the host, lead teacher out of Count One, Prince Brother Makai Israel of Seed Royal. Got the Seer Israel riding shotgun, listening on in, watching over the class like a roaring lion. But we're going to keep the, but we right now at the evening, the second day of the week, and we're going to the ball game rolling and got a lot to put on the table right now. Got a lot of memos that came on through that we're going to touch on a few things about what's been going on in this world. We're going to touch on a few things, and we got a whole nother series we're about to touch on, and it's no liberation for the west coast of Africa, which is Ham's land. We'll deal with some of that, too, put some of that on the table, and we're going to touch on a few verses in that, but there's no liberation until we put some on the table about who going to be the ones that's got to do the liberating for the west coast of Africa, which is a polluted, well, we over there, they call it Africa, you know, which is the west part of Africa, is really another name for Shem's land, it's that western part of Africa. But we'll touch a little bit of that too, if it be the will of Yahuwah. But we want to get everybody all ready and get the audience all ready and perked up to get ready to hear some Thus Says Yahuwah. And while we waiting on the rest of the panel get here, we'll get something going on anyway. But before we do that, we want to let everybody know who all carry the broadcast until we get our elder on up in there and give us a heads up about who all carries the broadcast. But right now, we know right now that we live on Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. He will utter dark sayings and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Thank you.
now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, we back. Somehow, I'm telling one of the big dignitaries probably playing with a line or something. Ain't no telling he's jigging some wires, but we back up and rolling, and like we said, we gonna touch on a few things that's going on over there in that western part of Africa, and we're gonna touch on a few things from strictly from the Bible, and we want to let the whole world know, what Voice of the True, Yahweh's Voice of the True Israelites gonna put on the tape. So once again, remember we getting something going, and we started No Liberation for West Coast of Africa until Tribe of Yada Judah wakes up. And we'll go from there and put some of that on the table. Now, once again, we want to let everybody know where we are broadcasting that live on a Blog Talk Radio. We want everybody to go in and tune in to our Facebook page as well. And while they tune in to our Facebook page under the name of Seer Israel, once again, you can catch us on our Facebook page under the name of Seer Israel. Hit that comment box down there under our Facebook page. And we hit that comment box on our page under the name of Seer Israel. We want you to be ready to type in whatever you have heard in that comment box and ask a question. We also want you to hit us with a thumbs up, you know, and leave a comment in that comment box. But we do also ask you all to tune in to our YouTube page under the name of VOTTY Tribe YHDH. Once again, we have our YouTube page under the name of VOTTY Tribe YHDH. Do the same thing. We ask you to tune in any one of the previous broadcasts where we was live at. We want you to leave a comment down at the box and ask a question in that comment section right down there. And any one of the members from the Sixth Northern Council get back with you. We do have our TikTok page up and running. It's under the name of VOTTY Tribe YHDH. Once again, it's under the name of VOTTY Tribe YHDH. Once again, we got the panel out here. We're ready to roll. We're going to get something going on. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of everything. But when we get that held in and we want them up-and-coming teachers on there, we'll call them on in to do their part in grand style. But as of right now, we'll get this lead teacher and call on Sister Sarah Israel of C. Roy to do our part in grand style. We say, Yahweh bless you, that Sister Sarah Israel, C. Rule.
Yahweh be with you. Okay, Israel, C. Rule. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. Sister Sarah, we got you right now. Let's put something on the table. And give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what that reads.
Go on to the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And we believe that at VOTTY, that the ministering righteous spirit shall teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And let me get a precept while I got you again, Sister Sarah. Start with, give me some Matthews. What I need? Hallelujah, Yahweh. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and verse number 20. Take the time now.
Going to the book of Matthew, chapter 10, reading verse 19 and verse 20. Verse 19 reads, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak,
mm-hmm.
for it shall be given you in the same hour what you shall speak. 20, for it is not you that speak, but the righteous spirit of your Father which speak in you."
Hallelujah. Wow. So it's the ministering righteous spirit that's going to speak to you. The spirit is going to speak to you is a Proverbs chapter 1:23. Sister Sarah Israel. Give me Proverbs chapter 1:23. Let's get on with something now. And see what he's saying, Proverbs chapter 1:23. Give me St. John 63. And then 663. Hallelujah.
Go on to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1:23 reads, "Time you and my reproof.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my word unto you."
Hallelujah.
Go on to the book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 63. Book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 63. Book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 63. Verse 63 reads, "It is the spirit that quickens."
The spirit that quickens, that's right.
"The flesh profit nothing."
The flesh profit nothing.
"The words that I speak unto you."
Mm-hmm.
"They are spirit."
They are spirit.
"And they are life."
And they are life. So the words that Yahweh is saying he's going to give you in that very same hour, he's saying it comes from his book. And he letting you know that's how you get your life, if you got that word up inside of you, and you get you some of that word. And that's what we come here to do, Travis Yadot Judah. We come to bring life by giving the liberation through this word to the west coast of Africa. But the thing is, Sister Sarah, let's see. See. Before we do that, I want to put something on the table, Sister Sarah. Put some on the table, and I want to, because remember, we come in to help out some people here, and that's what we come to do. But it was something that was said, Sister Sarah, in First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13.
What?
It was something that was said in First Chronicles chapter 15, verse number 13.
Going to the book of First Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 13 reads,
mm-hmm.
"For because you did it not at the first,
mm-hmm.
Yahweh made a breach upon us,
mm-hmm.
for that we saw him not after the due order."
See, Yahweh looked for, what he looked for? Sarah, what is that word he say he looked for?
After the due order.
See, Yahweh looked for the due order. See, that's what we're about to put on the table today. We're about to put the due order on the table today, because if we don't do that, Yahweh is going to continue to make a breach upon us, the 12 tribes of Israel. But see, that's the thing. Our job is to make sure we put a due order on the table, because it's a certain way Yahweh said he wants this thing done there, Sister Sarah. Well, I got you. It was something that he said. Let me see. He said something in Corinthians, Sister Sarah. I want to read something out of the back of the book, the continuation of the book, which commonly known today, they call the New Testament. Our job is to make sure that we bring back to remembrance of the due order of Yahweh so we can get this breach off our back. So we got to do that, Sister Sarah. So it was something that was said, right? In the book of Corinthians. Let me see, can I lay my eyes on it? First Corinthians. What I need? First Corinthians chapter 14. It's 14 that I need. Or the First Corinthians and Second Corinthians. I need something that was said in First Corinthians. Through the last First Corinthians chapter 14. What I need, brother Nehemiah, hallelujah, give me verse number 40. I need that last verse in verse number 40. And that's that up-and-coming teacher. We're about to bring him in 1 second. Brother Nehemiah, we're about to bring up a coming teacher, Brother Nehemiah, out in 1 second. Give me that First Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 40. And we're about to remember. Our job to make sure from the tribe of Yadot Judah, we're about to, because remember, this topic of today is about, and we're going to be doing a continuation, no liberation for the West Coast of Africa. And Brother Nehemiah, hand me Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 10, sitting on the table, and I'm going to Acts chapter 26 first. How those two scriptures waiting on me, too, because we come in that direction, because until the tribe of Yada Judas wakes up. This is what we're doing a continuation on. We're going to be touching on this, but we want to make sure that we lay the foundation down first. We want to make sure we got our foundation laid down first, according that we can read. What did Yahuwah say, Sister Sarah? First Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 40. What did it read?
Going to the book of First Corinthians, reading chapter 14, verse 40. Verse 40 reads,
what did it read?
Let all things be done
That's
decently
right. mm-hmm.
and in order.
Let all things be done decently and in order. Yahuwah already let it be known that he want to have the due order. The due order of Yahuwah. He wants all things done decently and in order because Yahuwah work off order. So we're going to lay the foundation down about the order of things. But before we do that, we want to bring that up-and-coming teacher, Brother Nehemiah, out of Count 1, tribe of Yada Judah. Prince Brother Nehemiah Israel, tribe of Yada Judah, up-and-coming teacher out of Count 1. Yahuwah bless you.
And Yahuwah be with you, Brother Micaiah Israel, of the royal lead teacher. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah there, Brother Nehemiah. Bring to the national audience and do your due justice and put on the table what you got to put on the table for the national audience.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Our first disclaimer, the requirements to be a teacher or a reader of the voices of the true Israelites, he must be bold. First Ezra chapter 8 and verse 3. Which says, this Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very read in the law of Moses that was given by the Yahuwah of Israel. The requirements to be a teacher or a reader of the voices of the true Israelites, he must be bold and inspired, represents something that compels an individual to take action, encourage, reinforce, stimulate, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Which says, all scripture has been given by inspiration of Yahuwah and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The requirements to be a teacher or reader of the voice of the true Israelites, he must be bold and motivational, able to make someone enthusiastic about something that process, that initiates, guides, and maintain goal-oriented behavior. John chapter 3 and verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. We are a peaceful ministry, peaceful and nonviolent ministry. We are the voices of the true Israelites. We're not affiliated with any other group. If they say we are the voices of the true Israelites, and they are a liar from the pits of hell. We're not anti-anybody or affiliated with any other organization or group. We are the lead tribe, the tribe of Judah, and we seek the covenant of YHWH and YHWH only. Our mission is to wake up the 12 tribes of Israel that is scattered among the four corners of the earth. We only teach YHWH covenant. We don't teach the polluted title of Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Jehovah. See Ezra, Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. And breaking down the truth of YHWH word, we teach and we walk it and we live it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There, Brother Nehemiah, up and coming teacher out of Count 1. All right. Now, that was action on your part there, Brother Nehemiah. Now, now let's get down to the nitty-gritty, and let's put a few things on the table, because once again, remember, our job is to make sure we're ready to educate the people. So I need you to, and while you're at it, Brother Nehemiah, pull up something for me I need you to pull up something for me out of actually, we'll pull that out in 1 second. Give me that Acts chapter 18, verse number 26. Well,
Acts chapter 18 and verse 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of Yahweh more perfectly.
That's right. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, we know we're going to have those out of the 12 tribes of Israel that's not part of the tribe of Yadav Judah. They're going to speak both. They're going to use the speaking both, even though in this case of point, the brothers from the tribe of Yadav Judah. But you're going to have those even from Yadav Judah that's going to speak both. And our job is to what? To do what there, Brother Nehemiah, quote you just got done reading?
Expound unto him the way of Yahweh more perfectly.
Our job is to expound up on them the way of Yahweh more perfectly. And when he say more perfectly, we are he talking about to show them the ways of 19 verse 7 there, Brother Nehemiah. Or is it verse 6? Make that verse 6. 19 verse 6 there, Brother Nehemiah. I need some out of 19 verse 6. He say, our job is to show them the ways of Yahweh more perfectly. What is he talking about to show them what more perfectly? What do you mean by that, Brother Nehemiah? I need a book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse number 6 there.
Psalms 19 and verse 7.
Give me 7. Yeah, give me verse 7.
Psalm 19 and verse 7. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple.
So when he's talking about showing them the ways of Yahweh more perfectly, what are you talking about? What's this perfectly he's referring to?
The law of Yahweh.
The laws of Yahweh. He said, we're going to make sure, I'm going to show them these ways, these laws, and he's going to correct the things and make sure they got it down pat. That's the ways of Yahweh he's talking about. He's talking about he's going to show them something more perfectly. He's going to show them the law, like actually what the law is saying. So let's go up inside of this perfectly thing, which is this law, and let's look over and examine this thing all over again and make sure we got it down right. Because our job is... Sister Sarah, give me Psalms 18:31 real quick. Make it 30.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, make it 30, Sister Sarah.
Book of Psalms, chapter 18, verse 30 reads, as for Yahweh, his way is perfect.
As for Yahweh, his way is perfect. Uh-huh.
The word of Yahweh is tried.
Mm-hmm.
He is a buffer to all those that trust in him.
So you got to put your trust in some Yahweh by trusting in his word. In his word. Not bad. You want to put something on that? Put verse 32 on that, Sister Sarah.
32. It is Yahweh that girdeth me with strength and make my way perfect.
Hallelujah. So it's Yahweh. If you want some strength and you want to get your ways made more perfect, you got to get it from some Yahweh. You got to get the law. The only way you'll get that is from this book. Give me one more, Sister Sarah. Sirach 34, verse 8.
Chapter 34, verse 8 reads, the law shall be found perfect without lies, and wisdom is perfection to a faithful mouth.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Now, we
Hey, read that again, Sister Sarah Israel.
Hallelujah. Read in the book of Sirach, chapter 34, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, the law shall be found perfect without lie, and wisdom is perfection to a faithful mouth.
Hallelujah. So we got to make sure that we got this law down packed, and we got it down packed more perfectly. And that's our job to travel out our Jews and make sure we got this thing down packed more perfectly. And make sure we teach this thing more perfectly. Now, if somebody's going to go to, we ain't got away from it. But we can come back around to that. So, Brother Nehemiah Israel, count one. Give me the book of Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse number 10.
Zephaniah, chapter 3, and verse 10. Zephaniah, chapter 3, and verse 10. Zephaniah, chapter 3, and verse 10. Chapter 3, verse 10, says, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliant, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering.
All right. Read that again, that Brother Nehemiah Israel.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 10. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering.
Brother Nehemiah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I didn't catch the rest of that verse there, Brother Nehemiah. You stopped that suppliant. You stopped that suppliant.
Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 10. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliant, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering.
Hallelujah. Why? So the thing is, he put a question on the table. He said, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliant, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering. Now the question that I want to put on the table, Brother Nehemiah, pull out something for me about, pull a map out for me and tell me what you see with your own eyes. What's all at the beyond Ethiopia, beyond the rivers of Ethiopia? It was somebody, he said, my dispersed. He's talking about these ones that's dispersed, and he's saying they're beyond. He said they're beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. So what's down now beyond the rivers of Ethiopia? Why, Sister Sarah, give me something that I need. I need to find out who is these dispersed that he's talking about that's beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. My Brother Nehemiah, I need you to give me a few minutes, Brother Nehemiah. I need you to bring that out for me in grand style about what it looked like over there. I want you to tell me who are the ones that's dispersed beyond Ethiopia. I want you to name a few lands down there for me after Sister Sarah. Give me James chapter 1, verse number 1 there, Sister Sarah.
Going to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 1.
You know what? But before you read that, I need something else before you read that. There's one more I need before you read that with Sister Sarah. How did James chapter 1, verse 1 waiting on me? Let me see, can I pull something else out? What I need? I might need something out of the book of let's take a peek over here. And let me take a peek over here because I need another name on the table before we touch on that one. Let me see, can I pull something else out? I need to pull something else out there, Sister Sarah. But I just gave James 1:1.
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Hallelujah. But go and give me that James 1:1 right now while I take a peek at something else.
Going to the book of James, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, James, a servant of Yahuwah.
Well, James is a servant of Yahuwah, that's right.
And of the Yahuwah the Son.
Yahuwah the Father and of Yahuwah the Son, uh-huh. Servant of Yahuwah the Father and of Yahuwah the Son.
To the 12 tribes, which are scattered abroad.
Oh, so it's who's scattered abroad?
The 12 tribes.
So we got the 12 tribes that's scattered abroad. And remember, he said these Ethiopians beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, he said they are dispersed, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now give me that, give me something out of Deuteronomy, Sister Seven.
Going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26 reads, I said, I will scatter them into corners. I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among me.
He said he was going to scatter who into corners?
He was going to scatter them, the 12 tribes.
All right. Well, let's find out who's the ones he said he was going to scatter. Let's put a name on the table. Let's put a name on the table and see who he said they were the tribes, right? The 12 tribes, right?
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's go pull something out of Genesis. I need something out of the book of Genesis. And I need some in the book of Genesis. And give me chapter 49, and pick it up at verse. Give me the Genesis chapter 49, verse 28, Sister Sarah.
Going to the book of Genesis, chapter 49, reading verse 28. Verse 28 reads, all these are of the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it.
All these are 12 tribes of who?
12 tribes of Israel. And this is it, that their fathers spake unto them and blessed them. Everyone, according to his blessing, he blessed them.
Hallelujah. So the 12 tribes is the ones that scatter, right?
Hallelujah.
And they're the ones that's, them the ones that's, now, he said this dispersed was beyond Ethiopia, right? So when you look down at the map there, Brother Nehemiah, you got something for me there, Brother Nehemiah?
Hallelujah.
Right, tell me what you see on the map. On that Google map, you should pull up something about some lands that's beyond Ethiopia. What you could pull out for me there, Brother Nehemiah?
Beyond Ethiopia, I see Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda.
Whoa, whoa, slow down. I like those names. Now we got beyond Ethiopia, we got Kenya. Uh-huh.
Somalia. Uganda.
Uganda,
Rwanda, R-W-A-N-D-A.
Uh-huh.
You got Sudan. You got the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
You got Central African Republic.
Hallelujah.
You have the DJI Djibouti, DJI Bouti.
Okay, Djibouti, I know you're talking about Hallelujah.
You got Eritrea, Eritrea.
Okay. Hallelujah, Akbar.
You got Yemen, Y-E-M-E-N.
Come on, Nehemiah, pull them on that. Give me some of them west.
How about I shoot some out there with you then, Brother Nehemiah? Shout out to a great name. Let me. How about the Congo? How about Nigeria? What's around in them areas over there?
My internet is I don't know what's wrong with this crazy internet of mine.
Well, you could get me here. They're gonna be moving. If it ain't working for you, that's too good, Brother Nehemiah. I could have had Sister Sarah went on here and pulled them up then and give me a heads up. Let me know if you're in there and it's going to be working fast enough.
Oh, you got Kenya, you got Nairobi. I've already said Sudan.
Yeah, you got Sudan. Now, you got to move all around, but you hit some of those key corners. But as of right now, that'll work right there, Brother Nehemiah. But I was looking for
you got Mogadishu.
Can you hear me, that Brother Nehemiah?
Hallelujah, Kwa. You got Mogadishu, Mogadishu. You got Cairo, Egypt. Jordan.
Hallelujah, Kwa. Now, that'll work. That'll brother Nehemiah, because it's so many of them over there. But, you know, we need the names like Nigeria, you got Chad, you got Mali, you got Libya, Argentina, Algeria. You said Nigeria. You got Guinea, Libya. You know, you got all these different parts that's over there. And all around, as what he, and he said something. What you was reading again in that Zephaniah chapter 3, verse number 10, Brother Nehemiah?
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliant, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering.
Hallelujah. Wow. So these ones he's talking about that's beyond Ethiopia, he's talking about the dispersed. And the dispersed, we come to find out, is the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. But it was something that we read in that last verse there, Sister Sarah. Give me that Deuteronomy again. It was something that he said. I want to point out a specific people that's dispersed out of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Going to the book of Deuteronomy, read in chapter 32, verse 26. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 26 reads, I said, I will scatter them into corners.
Mm-hmm.
I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
Oh, but these ones, he said, were scattered into corners, too. So what we got to do, class, we got to precept our Bible according to the book of Psalms 119, verse 104. So he said, you got to precept your Bible. Let's do a little precept in here. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah. Give me the book of Isaiah, chapter 11. And pick it up at verse number 12. Let's see who's scattered into the corners that he's talking about. And then Sister Sarah, hand me Jeremiah chapter 43, verse number 5. Waiting on me.
Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 12. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah, Yatta Judah, from the four corners of the earth.
From where they at?
From the four corners of the earth.
It's the reason why Judah is in every place of the whole known world. Now, I always say this. Remember, the whole 12 tribes are scattered across the whole known world. But keep something in mind. Judah has to be among them for a specific reason. And we're going to find out why this lesson, remember, this lesson is called No Liberation for West Coast of Africa. Remember, until tribe YHDH, Yada in Shemitic, which is called Hebrew, they call Hebrew, but it's the original tongue of the Shemitic tongue, wakes up, which is Yada, which is Judah in English. There's no liberation for the West Coast of Africa. He's talking about the 10 northern tribes. The 10 northern tribes that's over there until Judah wakes up. And we're talking about the due order thing. You got to get first find out what's the order thing. Remember, it's the reason why Judah is a scattered, dispersed. Remember, he said the dispersed of Judah. That's who dispersed. We got the 12 tribes. First, the Judah is among those 12 tribes for a reason. And you're going to know Judah because they're going to have the lowest of the lowest, too. But we'll touch a little bit on that another time. But what do you say there, Sister Sarah? Jeremiah 43, verse number 5.
Going to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 43, verse 5 reads, but Jonan, the son of Korea, and all the captains of the forces took all their remnants of what's left of Judah that were returning from all nations.
From where Judah is at?
All nations.
Around all nations, that's right.
Whether they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah.
Now, let's find out. It's a certain thing that happened with Yada Judah. And who is Judah amongst the 12 tribes? See, we got to first go into the order and find out why is Judah scattered among all nations. Like I say, you have the 12 that scattered. They are dispersed. But Judah is dispersed in all four corners for a reason, because you have to learn the order of Yahweh's order. See, remember, we read earlier, Sister said, what we read early in the book of First Chronicles chapter 15 verse 13, he said something about Yahweh made a breach upon us. Remember, Yahweh made a breach upon us because we didn't keep the due order. See, this is the thing. Brother Nehemiah, give me Ezekiel 39, verse 21. Give me Ezekiel 39, verse 21. See, Yahweh made a breach upon us because we got to keep the order. If we keep the due order, Yahweh, then we, Yahweh, here. But it's not going to work until we get back in order with some Yahweh. So let's put something on the table there, Brother Nehemiah. Well, I just gave you something.
Ezekiel
39
and verse 21.
Hallelujah. What do you say, Ezekiel 39, verse 21?
And I will set my honor among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed and my hand that I have laid upon them.
He said he'll do what?
Verse 21, and I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I have executed and my hand that I have laid upon them.
Right, and you got to remember, all this going to start with Yada Judah. Matter of fact, before we go to this, let me bag back. Let me go look at something else. Before we go this route, let's go find out what's the order thing first. And let's go to Genesis. Let's go find out what's going on with Judah and why we got to get understanding from this book that he said, no liberation for the west coast of Africa until the tribe of Yada Judah wakes up. Yadai Judah got to wake up first because it was something that was said in the book of Genesis, Brother Nehemiah. Genesis chapter 49, give me verse number 1, 8, 9. Give me verse 1, 8, 9, and verse number 10. Don't forget, you got to remember how to read that. Sister Sarah had me Psalms 108, verse number 8, and Psalm 60, verse 7, back to back.
Genesis chapter 49, verses 1, 8 through 10. And Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Verse 8. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. 9. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Yahweh the Son come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
Hallelujah. Now, I need a Hallelujah. Brother Nehemiah, can you still hear me?
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, I need Sister Sarah to come on in. Bring me on in, Sister Sarah, what I need.
Psalms 108, verse 8. Book of Psalms, 108, verse 8 reads, Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, Judah is my lawgiver.
Judah, I still don't understand how you
manage
to
get this. Verse 9, Moab is my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Over Philistia will I triumph.
That's good right there. So
I see
we got TC giving some wives over here. Try to get a few things back in order. So, yeah, I remember Brother Nehemiah, up and coming teacher, he just got done reading something out of the book of Genesis chapter 49, and he said something in order. See, remember, the order of the book is that Israel saw what was going to happen in the last day. And today we're living in the last day. And when you drop down to verse 49, verse number 8, he let it be known something here. That Judah's gonna be in the neck of their enemy, but he also let know your father's children shall bow down before you. Your father's children, remember his father is Israel, and he said your father's children, he says go bow down before you. Who is Israel's father's children that we can read after we bring Mother D.F. Israel in, and she gonna have me that Exodus chapter 1. Verse 1 down to verse number, verse 5. Waiting on me. That's how I give you. Yahweh, bless you that Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy.
And Yahweh, be with you, Prince, lead teacher.
Hallelujah. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. I need you to read something for me out of book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 1. Give me verse 1 down to verse number 6. One down to verse number 5. And this going to tell me the names of Judah's brothers, the ones that's supposed to, he say, according to we can read, and we just got done reading in Genesis 49, verse number 8 from Brother Nehemiah. He said that, he said, Judah is the one their brothers shall praise. He said, Judah is the one who's going to be in the neck of their enemy. But then he also let it be known that your father, he's talking about Israel, is the father of the 12 tribes. He says children should bow down before you, Judah. Remember, the topic today and the lesson that's going forth is no liberation for West Coast of Africa until Yada Judah wakes up. Now, who is Judah's brothers that's supposed to be praising him and they're going to bow down before him? Who are the brothers? Let me get a name. Let me get a name dropping going on by Mother D.F. Israel. Give us the birth certificate of Israel's son.
You said, come again. I didn't understand what you said.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse number 5.
All right. Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 5, verse 1. Now these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Israel. Verse 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Verse 3, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin. Verse 4, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Verse 5, and all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already.
So we just got the birth certificate and the birth records of Israel's 12 sons, and Judah being the fourth son of Israel, so that means it's 11 left. 11 is going to do some bowing down to Judah, and they're going to do some praising to Judah. But he also let it be known as something about Judah's position. In the book of Genesis chapter 49, verse number 10, he says something that the law is not going to depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver. See, Judah is the lawgiver. And that's the thing we have to come to understand. That means Judah is a lawgiver. Where he got to receive this law from? Let me get a precept on that. Give me the precept again, Sister Sarah. What did he say about Judah again in Psalms 108, verse 8? Let me get one more precept on that.
Look at Psalms 108, verse 8 reads, Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is my strength. Ephraim also is the strength of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Judah is my lawgiver.
Judah is the lawgiver. So that means the one that's the lawgiver is the one that his brothers have to praise, which is the law. The lawgiver. The one that, because they got the ones that's held on to the law. So he let it be known that they're going to bow down to the lawgiver. See, first we got to set the order. That they have to first, the other 11 tribes have to recognize the lawgiver. But Judah got to get in order first. I mean, Judah got to know the law. It was something that Yahweh said about this law. What did he say there, Brother Nehemiah? In the book of Sirach, chapter 39, read me verse number 1 first. Prince Brother Nehemiah Israel.
Sirach chapter 39 and verse 1. But he that giveth his mind to the law of the Most High, occupied in the meditation thereof, will seek out the wisdom of all the ancients and be occupied in prophecies.
So the one that, but who this got to come from? This who this got to come from? In order for someone to be able to have this, be in this position, the law. He said, and to be able to understand the prophecy, you got to first come through Judah, the lawgiver. See, Judah is the one that's going to have this thing first. Matter of fact, let's get a case of point. It was something that the right-hand man said in a book of Romans chapter 3, verse number 1, 2, and 3 there, Sister Sarah Israel. Give me Romans chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3. And let's find out some order of things. Remember, we got to first find out the due order. If we don't understand the due order, and you don't have your foundation down pat, then what can the righteous do according to the Psalms chapter 11, verse 3? But what do you say in the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2? Just give me 1 and 2. That's pretty cool. Verse 1 and 2.
Hallelujah. On to the book of Romans, chapter 3, reading verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, what advantage then have the Yada Judah?
So hold on. So now the question, he's putting something on the table here. He let you know that it's an advantage that Yada Judah has. See, this is the key. Remember, Yahweh set this thing in order. Until we recognize the order, Judah, then the other 11, then we can go get the other 11, then they can come in and set in, then we can set the west coast of Africa in order. You have to get the order first. What else he say? So what's the advantage of Yada Judah? What do he say?
Or what profit is there of circumcision?
Right. Verse 2.
Much every way.
Right. Hallelujah. Cheaper.
Cheaper. Because that unto them,
Yada Judah, what?
Were committed.
What they were committed?
The oracles of Yahweh.
The word of Yahweh they got. You see, they got the law. The law givers. See, they have the advantage. Chiefly, in every way, Judah is the law giver. You can't get past the law. So the law giver not giving you the law, how you got the law? If the law giving is not showing you the prophecies of his book, how you got the prophecy? So you got to go through the order thing. He said something, Brother Nehemiah, Joel chapter 2, verse number 7. What did he say in Joel chapter 2, verse number 7? But I need that last line of Joel chapter 2, verse number 7.
Joel chapter 2 and verse 7. You need the last line?
You read the whole thing, but then emphasize that last line.
Hallelujah. Chapter 2, verse 7. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone his own ways. And they shall not break their ranks.
They gonna do what, brother Nehemiah? What he say you don't do?
Break your rank.
He said you do not break your rank. You don't break rank. See, that's one of the biggest mysteries of teaching in the book. That's why I let it be known. He said you don't break your rank. That's the order thing. You should not break rank. That's the thing we got to keep in mind. Everybody has to stay in a position the way Yahweh set this thing up. And he said, Yada Judah, he said, chiefly, much in every way. But let me get a precept on that, Sister Sarah. I need something out of that. Why it's on my mind. Where I can go and I need to pull something out. He said, chiefly.
Going to the book of Second Chronicles.
Okay, hallelujah. What you got for me?
Chapter 5, reading verse 2. Verse 2 reads, then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes,
mm-hmm.
the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
unto Jerusalem.
And so who?
Unto Yada Judah.
Oh, hallelujah.
To bring up the ark of the covenant of the Yahuwah out of the city of David, which is Yada Judah.
Hallelujah. So Yada Judah, they the ones that got the the chief he's talking about was Yada Judah. Because remember, Yada Judah is the ones that's the lawgiver that set the order of things. See, Yada Judah that has to set the order of how Yahuwah, because they the ones that's got the law. They the ones that have the banners in the book. Now remember, everything is of Yada Judah. Remember, give me something, Brother Nehemiah. I need something out of Isaiah 41, verse 8 and verse number 9. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 8 and verse number 9.
Isaiah chapter 41, verses 8 and 9.
Hallelujah.
For thou, Israel, art my servant, Israel whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. 9. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away.
So Yahuwah let it be known that when he has chosen you to be in your position, that I'm not gonna cast you away. He gave us the chiefly spot. He said, I'm not going to cast them away. Matter of fact, you read that second Chronicles 5, verse number 2 for me already, Sister Sarah?
Hallelujah.
Because you put that on the table.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Now, we know that Yada Judah, Yada Judah is the one that got the position, right? To bring the law, though, right there, Brother Nehemiah. Get a hallelujah. I get a hallelujah. There, Brother Nehemiah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There, Brother Nehemiah. Sister Sarah, Mother D.F. Israel. I need something from you, though, Mother D.F. Israel. Because now we want to lay a foundation down about the order and the position of everybody there, Mother D.F. Israel. But now we're about to turn it up a little bit, Mother D.F. Israel, and we're about to put a few things on the tape. Because I want you to read something out of Ezra, Ezra, out of the regular book. I need something out of there. Pick it up at chapter 4, Mother D.F. Israel. I need something out of chapter 4. And I'm going to need something in verse number 18.
Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah. Ezra chapter 4, verse 18. The letter which you sent on, the letter which you sent unto us has been plainly read before me.
Mm. So now, brother, let old Brother Makai get on in with your Mother D.F. Israel, because he said in Ezra chapter 4, verse number 18, that's real good. That's right, Mother D.F. Israel. But right now, it's the letters that the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's voice to the true Israelites, that we sinning, and we're going to be doing some sinning. First starting off with these broadcasts, then we're going to be writing some letters and then going over there and sliding over there when the due time of Yahuwah, the letters and the words that we sending to the western part of Africa, plainly read and plainly understood. And that's our job, to make sure that they plainly get this thing down pat and plainly understand what's being said to them or conveyed to them, so they can get a great understanding of this word of Yahuwah and understand the order of this thing. Because you got to remember, the letters we receive, if they're going to receive the six anointed camps, we are concerned of the western part of the so-called African land that was mixed together during slavery. Now, they forgotten the order things, though, Mother D.F. Israel. See, this is what we talking about, Sister Sarah Israel. Give me 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse number 9. 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse number 9. See, they done forgot the order things, Mother D.F. Israel. And y'all died Judah. Y'all died Judah. Got a job to do. And we want to make sure they get a good understanding about how this word supposed to go forth and how they could be liberated once y'all died Judah wake up and we come and we wake them up. But we'll touch a little bit on that in a second, that Mother D.F. Israel. But right now I need Sister Sarah to read me 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse number 9. Read that for me then, Sister Sarah. 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse number 9. Call it out.
All right. Going to the book of 1 Maccabees. Reading chapter 12, verse number 9. Book of 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9, read. Therefore, we also, albeit, we need none of these things, for that we have the righteous book of Scripture in our hands to comfort us.
See, we got the righteous book in our hands to comfort us, which is the scriptures. But you got to remember something, that the righteous scriptures had to work for us before we went into the captivity. In 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 9, they have. But before we went into captivity, give me 2 Ezra chapter 2, verse 19, that Brother Nehemiah. And Sister Sarah, now Mother D.F. Israel, give me 2 Kings chapter 22, verse number 8. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse number 8. See, we had to write the scriptures in our hands until then we went in captivity, and then we let this thing get away from us. Because remember, if you're not going to do the due order, Yahweh go make a breach upon you. That's what Yahweh said he's going to do. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Even Princess Baby Tamar Israel said hallelujah, Yahweh, on that one. If you don't do this thing according to the way of Yahweh, he going to make a breach upon you. What we read now, Brother Nehemiah? Because we know that the due order has been forgotten us from Yahweh. But it's our job as Jadai Judah to cause the people to remember the order of Yahweh with the law. But I need some help. Let me see, make sure that's what I need. What you reading now for me, Brother Nehemiah?
You told me 2 Ezra chapter 2, but you didn't give it a verse.
I didn't give you the verse?
2 Ezra chapter 2. When we start at verse 1?
You know what? We go, I didn't give you the verse. Don't worry about it. It'll come back around to me, Brother Nehemiah, when it come back in my mind. We'll come back around to that. But Mother D.F. Israel, let's go to Mother D.F. Israel. We'll come back around to that. I need to come out this second Ezra chapter 2, but I'll come back around to it.
Hallelujah.
Give me some Mother D.F. Israel, 2 Kings chapter 22, verse number 8.
2 Kings 22, verse 8. And Hilkiah, the high priest, said unto Shaphan, the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the temple of Yahweh. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan. I can't pronounce his name. And he read it.
And he did what?
He read it.
And he read it. The thing is, it's our job to make sure they find this book of the law, read it, and give it to the other. First, you got to start with y'all that do the first. See, that's the thing about it. Everything starts with y'all that do the first. But read verse number, keep reading, Mother D.F. Israel.
Verse 9, and Shaphan the scribe came to the king and brought the king word again. and said, "Thy servant have gathered the money that was found in the temple and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the temple of Yahweh."
Can you read? Keep reading, Mother D.F. Israel.
Verse 10. And Shaphan, the scribe, showed the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest has delivered me a book." And Shaphan read it before the king.
Mm-hmm.
11. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the word of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. 12. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest and, the son of Shephar and Hashem.
That's Ashbord, the son of Micaiah.
And Shephar the scribe and
Asahiah.
Akahias, a servant of the king, saying, verse 13, "Go ye inquire of Yahweh for me and for the people and for all Judah concerning the words of this book that is found, for great is the wrath of Yahweh that is kindled against us because our fathers have not hearkened, listened unto the words of this book to do according unto all that which is written concerning us."
Hallelujah. Wow. Right there, Mother D.F. Israel. Now, I want to go back. I want you to read me verse number. I want that last verse, but read me verse number. Read that last verse for me again, because he said something when he got the book. Who the king called according to verse 13? Read verse 13 for me again.
Verse of 2 Kings 22:13. "Go you, inquire of Yahweh for me, and for the people,
mm-hmm.
and for all Judah."
And for all Judah. He said, "Go inquire Yahweh for the people, for all Yahweh Judah." Remember, concerning the words of this book. Because they come to find out that the wrath of Yahweh was put upon the people because the people went against, because our fathers have not hearkened to the book or the words of the book according to all that was written. So he needed, because Judah did not get the order. So it was time for it was the king, and Judah had to be the ones to get the book and put the things back in order. So the king was getting ready to set some things in order. He had to make some adjustment according to the book. But we need the order. But the question is, how do we get the order? How do we get the order that we can read? Let's first kick it off there, Brother Nehemiah. I need something out of the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9. And just give me verse number 9. First Samuel chapter 9, just give me verse number 9, then drop down, give me verse number 27.
It says 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
First Samuel chapter 9.
Matter of fact,
Read me 6 down to verse number 9, then I'm going to jump in, then I want you to give me verse number 27 after I jump back in once you get through with verse number 9.
First Samuel chapter 9, starting at verse 6. And he said unto him, behold, now there is in this city a man of Yahweh, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure, he can show us our way that we should go. Verse 7. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring the man of Yahweh what we have. What have we? 8. And the servant answered Saul said again, and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of the shekel of silver that will I give the man of Yahweh to tell us our way. Verse 9. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, come, let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
Now, the order of things, according to Brother Nehemiah, done reading, is that you have to go find the seer. That's the order of things. See, Yada Judah can get the lick, but you can't break rank. We're working our way all the way back to the order of things, to the beginning of things, how things work. Yeah, the 10 northern tribes, the other 11 tribes, really, I'm going to say the 11, can't get in order to Judah get in order, but Judah is the lawgiver. But first thing that the lawgivers have to do is, the lawgivers of Judah have to go get it from the seer. They have to go get it from the seer. But before they do that, matter of fact, now I'm going to continue to touch on that. And that's the order of things, because the seer is supposed to hear the manna. That's who's supposed to hear the manna. And the seer got a job to do as long as he got, verse 27, Brother Nehemiah. How long the seer's job is?
Verse 27. And as they were going. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel the seer said to Saul, did the servant pass on before us? And he passed on. But stand down still a while, that I may show thee the word of Yahweh.
That he might do what?
Stand down here still a while, that I may show thee the word of Yahweh.
So the seer got a job to do to show the word of Yahweh. Because, remember, our first job is to make sure we understand the order of things. Once we get the order of things, the seer, you got to remember, the seer's job is to make sure that he show us the word of Yahweh. And then it was something that was else that was said, Brother Daniel. I mean, hallelujah, Yahweh. Brother Nehemiah. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 21. Even the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 21. The seer got a job to do. His job is to make sure that he show you the word of Yahweh, that Judah, we have to seek after seer and get the order of things. Sister Sarah, hand me the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 7, waiting on me. After Brother Nehemiah, give me that Daniel, chapter 10, verse 21.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 10 and verse 21. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael your prince.
Make that's Daniel chapter 10, verse 21.
Hallelujah.
Read that again.
Verse 21. Chapter 10 of the book of Daniel. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince.
So who he's talking about, he going to show the lick to? Who he going to show the word to? Who he talking to, that Brother Nehemiah?
Daniel talking to?
No. Read verse 21 again.
Verse 21. But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael, your prince.
So he say, who he talking about? He gonna show it to? And matter of fact, give me that back up. Let me put a name on the table. Let's put something on the table there, Brother Nehemiah. Because the question I was asking, saying, who he say he was going to show you? Who is the you that he's talking about? He's gonna show the scripture of truth too. Now let's back up. Let's put a name on the table. Let's go to Book of Daniel chapter 9. And give me verse number, give me verse number 21 and 22.
Daniel chapter 9, verses 21 and 22. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. 22. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
So who was the you in verse 10:21? In 10:21 in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 21. He said, I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth.
He was talking to Gabriel.
Who are you talking to there, Brother Nehemiah?
It says, yeah, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning.
Brother Nehemiah, that's not the question I asked you. The question I asked you is, Brother Nehemiah, I asked you the question was that according to Daniel chapter 10, verse 21, I was putting a name on the table. But since that one there, back up, go back to Daniel chapter 10, pick it up at verse number 12 then. I should just went to verse 12. But I wanted to go back a little bit. But we can go to Daniel chapter 10 and pick it up at verse number 12.
Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day thou didst set thy mind to understand and to chasten thyself before thy Yahuwah, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words.
Verse 11.
And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling.
Verse 21.
But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in these things, but Michael your prince.
So who he came to?
Daniel.
Who he was talking to? Who he talking to there, brother Nehemiah? Who
Daniel
he in verse 21 said, but I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of the truth. Who is the you he's talking to?
He was talking to Gabriel.
But then who is the you he was talking to in verse 21?
Michael.
Mother D.F. Israel, who is the you he's talking to in verse 21?
Michael.
Daniel
the seer. This is Daniel the seer.
I'm saying who you was, you not understand the question that you asked. You
question.
Said Gabriel was talking to Daniel, then it changed, and you say who he talking to, you saying it ain't Gabriel.
Well, Gabriel is the one. Gabriel is the one that's doing the talking. You go back, remember, we went to Daniel chapter 9. We went to Daniel chapter 9, and we picked it up at verse number 21.
So that's Gabriel.
Gabriel was talking to Daniel the whole time.
Right.
The reason why I was going here, because he's pointing out that the order things, that it has to come through a seer first. See, the seer's the one that's going to get the words first. So Daniel, the seer's the one he was talking to. Remember, the direction we was going was that the man of Yahweh, you got to learn from the man of Yahweh. You got to get the word from the man of Yahweh. Because the man of Yahweh is the one that's going to receive the word, which is the seer. So Gabriel came and he was talking to the seer the whole time, Daniel the seer. That's why when you read Daniel chapter 10, verse 11, verse 12, he tell you I'm talking to you, Daniel. In verse 21, he lets you know, in Daniel chapter 10, verse 21, he says, but I will show you, he's talking to you, it's Daniel, that which is noted in the scripture truth. And that's the order thing. The seer has to receive it first. Remember the concept, don't never forget the direction we going with all the scriptures we were touching. You got to keep something in mind. We were touching on the seer. How did Judah have to receive the word first? Because the 10 northern tribes can't receive nothing. We can't liberate Africa, the western part of Africa, if Judah don't have it down pat. That means Judah first got to get it from the seer. If Judah don't get it from the seer first, then the northern kingdom ain't getting nothing. The 11 tribes ain't did nothing until Judah get it right first. Remember, that's why Judah got on all four corners of the earth. Never forget the direction of the conversation we're going with. Because if we following along, we seeing that we talking about the seer. That's what we left off at. That's what we left off at. That was the manner of the conversation. Which direction we going? Oh, now we talking about the seer. So right now, we talking about the seer or the order that the seer gets the word first. Yahweh is going to come. He's going to send his ministry spirit to give the message to the seer. Case in point, Sister Sarah, give me the Amos chapter 3, verse number 7. That's the direction we was going. But first, we wanted to touch on something that the seer is going to get the scriptures of truth first. Then we go to Amos chapter 3, verse 7, and pick up a precept and see what's the order thing.
We're going to the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 7, read. Surely, the Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So Yahweh would do nothing, right? But he revealed his secrets unto his servant, the seer. And now that's a good concept that you just put there, Sister Sarah. I'm glad it came out like that, because now read me verse number 1 and 2, because once the sinner received it, and Brother Nehemiah, I had his Psalms 147, verse 19 to 20, waiting on me. Mother D.F. Israel, I need Psalms 103, verse 7. Mother D.F. Israel, you'll give me Psalms 103, verse 7. Brother Nehemiah, you're going to give me Psalms 147, verse 19 and verse 20. Sister Sarah, same book. Read me verse number 1 and 2. Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Once the seer receives the word, let's back up and see us the order of things now.
Going to the book of Amos chapter 3, reading verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads.
What it read?
Hear this word.
Mm-hmm.
That the Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel.
Hallelujah. What?
Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying.
So right now he's speaking to whom?
Children of Israel.
Was he speaking to Moab, which is the Chinese man?
Children of Israel.
Was he speaking to the Egyptian, which is really the Mazarenes? And I ain't talking about Ishmael, who took over the land in the land of Mazarene, which is the polluted word, Egypt, today. I ain't talking about that, them Ishmaelites, talking to them.
Children of Israel.
So did he say he knew them?
Children of
So that means according to what we can read in his book, he said of the children of Israel, he said he's spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I bought about the land of Egypt, saying, what did he say in verse number 2?
Verse 2. Only have I known of all the families of the earth.
Now stop right there. It's a key word now that's going to distinguish and separate the children of Israel from everybody else. What's the word up in there?
Only.
Only. Only. See, that's a big word in there. That means the children of Israel is alone in this. There is nobody else in the mix of this right now. So when you're reading this book, that's one of the biggest mysteries of reading this book is really paying attention to key words. He say, only. So if somebody want to add that, no, it got something to do with me too. Your name ain't in there. You can get yourself up out of there. See, we got to bring this forth now. We got to hit hard. Because remember, it's up to us. The 6 anointed caps out of the 12 tribes of Israel, Yahweh's voice to the children of Yahweh's voices is the only one that's going to lay the blow. It has to come through us. We the only one that's going to lay the blow now because once you get past everybody else, you got to come see us. So we got to be ready to lay the blow now. Now, give me some more of that, Sister Sarah, so I can collect my thoughts back and get my mind back on.
Verse 2 reads, you only have I known of all the families of the earth.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh.
Therefore
what?
I will punish you for all your inequities.
Hallelujah.
All your sin.
Hallelujah. So he said, only you, 12 tribes of Israel, have I known of the earth. But the first thing, the order is, fear has to set the things in order. He got to be the one. You got to go seek the sin. Once the sin get it, Judah go hide the lick down, and Judah go lay the lick down, he go lay the blow, make sure that the other nations get it out of the 12 tribes. The other tribes, let me correct myself, other tribes go get it. Once Judah got it, the other tribes will get it. But let's see the order of things now, Mother D.F. Israel. Give me Psalms 103, verse number 7, Mother D.F. Israel.
Psalms 103, verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses,
mm-hmm.
his acts unto the children of Israel.
Hallelujah. Wow. That was way back. That was way back then. He said he made his ways known to Moses. Moses gave it to Aaron the Sim. And Aaron the Sim went on here to pass it down to them elders. And them elders went on to them. They passed it on down to them teachers. And those teachers went on down. They passed it on down to those fathers. And the fathers gave it to the mothers. And the mothers gave it to the children. But that's the order of Yahweh. That's the order. Now, give me a little bit more, Brother Nehemiah. We're going to touch a little bit more about liberating these, trying to get them liberated. But first, we got to get Yada Judah in order.
Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20. He showed his word unto Israel, his statute and his judgment unto Israel. Verse 20. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Yahweh.
Hallelujah. You say you better praise him. Better praise you some Yahweh behind that one. Because he just said, I only showed my. He said, read that again, brother. I got all excited again now. I need to hear that one more time.
Psalms 147, 19 and 20. He showeth his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. Verse 20, he has not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Yahweh.
You better praise you some Yahweh, 12 tribes of Israel, because he say, I gave you something that was great. I gave you these laws, these facts. Let me back up and let me read some Sister Sarah, have me the book of Deuteronomy. I need some out of book of Deuteronomy. Pick it up at chapter 4. Start at verse 5 down to verse number 8. And my mind hit me right. And let's see what he gave us. Let's see what Yahweh say he gave us. Because he said, he showed Israel his word, his statutes, his judgment. He said he gave this unto Israel. He said he ain't dwelling no other nation. He takes care of his judgment. He said these other nations don't even know him. So if you listen to them, then you ain't following the order of Yahweh because he gave to you 12 tribes of Israel. And you got to get it from the lawgiver to get it back. If you ain't getting this from the lawgiver, then where you going? You ain't getting nowhere. You ain't getting nowhere. What do you, matter of fact, before we read that, Brother Nehemiah, I want to read something, Brother Nehemiah. I want Brother Nehemiah to read something because he does the disclaimer, and it's something in the disclaimer that was in the book of St. John that Brother Nehemiah. See, the thing is, you can't get past the due order. You don't want to get past the due order because you'll never get the book of St. John chapter 4, verse number 22 there, Brother Nehemiah. I need the St. John chapter 4, verse 22. What he's saying in the book of St. John chapter 4, 22, do we get some order down pat?
John chapter 4 and verse 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is only of Judah.
Say that again. If you want this to salvation, well, you got to read it again. If you want this salvation, how do you get your salvation?
John chapter 4 and verse 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Judah.
Hallelujah. The scripture speaks for itself. He let you know if you want you some salvation. He said, because Yahweh Judah know what they worship. He said, we know what we worship. Yahweh Judah got to know. And we got to get on one accord, but he also let you know, he said, is of Yahweh Judah.
Hallelujah.
If you want your salvation, who you got to come to? See, that's just the thing. There's no liberation for the west coast of Africa until Judah get in order. When Judah get in order, and then you can come and get you some salvation. Because but first, what he saying, Zechariah? See, there's something that was said in the book of Zechariah there, Brother Nehemiah. There was something that was said in the book of Zechariah. I need chapter 4, verse number 7. Chapter 4, verse number 7. And where you see that word that's the camp. But give me 12 verse number 7.
Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 7. Yahweh shall also say the tents of Yahweh Judah first.
The tents of Yahweh Judah in what order? What's the order?
First.
Judah go first in everything. See, that's the thing. That's one of the biggest mysteries. This is one of them. The biggest mysteries of teaching the Bible is that you have to know the due order. If you don't know that the lawgiver go first in everything, that means how you go get the salvation? Because we got to be the ones that come and show you the lick. Matter of fact, I'm going to come back around to this salvation. There's something else I want to put on the table with that. But give me a little bit more out of that. He said go stay the camp of Yahweh Judah first, but what else?
And the glory of the inhabitants of Yahweh Judah do not magnify themselves against Judah.
Now, I'm going to help you read that one again, but okay, we can work that. Sister Sarah. Read 12, verse number 7 for me. Read 12, verse number 7 for me. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 7. Read that again for me and read it the correct order that how to go.
Hallelujah. Read it, the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 7. Read. The Yahuwah also shall say of Judah first,
mm-hmm.
that the honor of the house of David
mm-hmm.
and the honor
mm-hmm.
of the inhabitants mm-hmm. of the 10 northern tribes
Hallelujah.
Do not magnify themselves against Judah.
So you got to remember something here. Right now, remember, the 10 northern tribes, they magnify themselves over Yadah Judah. That's what's going on right now. Because it was something that had happened that we can go back and read in the book of 1 Kings. You know, we can go back and read 1 Kings chapter 11, 12, you know, we can go back and read those things. But matter of fact, read me one more verse, Sister Sarah. It was something that happened in Zechariah 11, verse 14. Let's pull that out for me. See, this one, see, they magnified themselves over Yadah Judah right now. And remember, they had their own, they got some land. 10 northern tribes got land, you know, in different parts of the western part of Africa. And they got different parts over here in the west where we've been captured over here in our own land. You know, so they magnified themselves over Yadah Judah in so many different ways, but we ain't going to go over all that right now. but Sister Sarah, give me Zechariah chapter 11. Give me verse number 14. Give me one verse out of 14.
Going to the book of Zechariah, reading chapter 11, verse 14. 14 reads, then I cut asunder my other staff, even band, that I may break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel.
See, that's what happened. The brotherhood has been broken between Yadah Judah and Israel. There's a point of time that Judah leads. Now it's our job to get back in our position and start leading again as the lawgiver. But we got to first fix the brotherhood. But we got to fix the brotherhood amongst ourselves first, Judah. Then we can help the 10 northern tribes completely. If they get on the bandwagon, they start rolling with us and following our lead, but we got to know how to lead with the law. Let's get let's put something else on the table there. I need something out of, I was going somewhere first with this. I need a bag back.
Deuteronomy.
What you got for me, Deuteronomy? Something I was holding, Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy chapter
4,
verse
7. Hallelujah. Give me that Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 4 down to verse number 5. Is it 5 to 8 or 4 to 8? 5 to 8. I need that put down the table because Yahweh said he gave the children of Israel something. He gave us his laws. He said he only gave it to us, but we don't understand how what Yahweh said he put in our possession. We have to understand what he gave us. Yahweh do the first. What did he say he gave to us, Sister Sarah?
Going into the book of Deuteronomy, reading chapter 4, reading verses 5 through verse 8. Verse 5 reads, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, commanded me, that you should do so in the land, whether you go to possess it. Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding
mm-hmm.
in the sight of the nation, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. For what nation is there so great? Who have Yahuwah so nigh unto them? As the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is in all things that we call upon him for. Verse 8. And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?
So Yahuwah gave us his law. Law is what makes us a great nation. But we have to get back in the order of the law. You got to keep something in mind that I need a little bit more, Brother Nehemiah. I need to do some leg work for me. I can pull it on out. I want you to do some little leg work for me because we want to make sure, you know, you're an up and coming teacher, and we want to make sure that you, we give you a solid foundation, a good nice base to work off of. I need you to look up that word Nigeria for me. Let's get the ball game rolling. Let's start touching a little bit more on this western part of Africa.
Hallelujah.
We want to start dropping some bombshells real quick too. So hand me that word. Look up that word Nigeria. Remember, give me what I need. I'm gonna tell you what I need. I need something about the word Nigeria. What does the word? I'm going to keep making plans for you. Who came up with the word Nigeria? What year it came out when they started calling the land Nigeria? How about that? Let's make it simple. So you can know exactly what we need, bring it right to the table. If you don't get it, I'll just go ahead and pull it out then. I need to know who started calling the land Nigeria and where it came from. And we can touch all over there in the land and let you know what tribe is who is certain tribe. We'll make a chart and send a chart over there too. Because remember, that's our job in the 6 million council to put this thing together. We're going to put a chart together, and we're going to start working on that, lay a foundation down on that too. We all put our heads together, put our history together, and start putting the people in their place. And some, at least tribes, a lot of them know who they are over there too, what tribes they from. So let's put a name on the table there, Brother Nehemiah. Give me a hallelujah when you got it. And then we'll go from there. You got it already?
Hallelujah. It says the name Nigeria comes from the Niger River, which runs through the country. British journalist Flora Shaw is credited with coining the name in
1897. What year you got on there?
1897.
Hallelujah. Wow. Yeah. That'll work. 18, we can work in 1897. But 1897, right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we can work with that year.
January 1897.
That's hallelujah. Now, who gave the name again? Put a name on that?
Flora Shaw.
Flora Shaw. What was she?
Flora Shaw.
I know. Flora Shaw. What was she, though? That's why I asked you.
A British journalist.
Is that Daniel Israel?
Hallelujah.
Hey, Yahweh bless you there, Brother Daniel Israel. I ain't even checked to see you on the line yet, neither. I've been so busy going so hard. In the paint.
Hallelujah.
I got my shooting guard right now on position, man. I got my center.
Hallelujah.
I got my shooting guard. I'm playing small forward. I got Sister Sarah. She holding the fort down on the point guard side. We got
Hallelujah,
Sister Luke in the game.
Hallelujah.
But Yahweh bless you and Sister up and coming teacher, Brother Daniel Israel, C. Roy.
And Yahweh bless and keep you, lead teacher, Makai. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now then we got Mother D.F. Israel. You know, she on the sideline playing assistant coach.
Hallelujah.
With the seal. You know what I'm saying? She overseeing the whole link with the elder in the seal.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now let's put some on the table there. Now, good. That was acting on your behalf there, Brother Daniel. You came through. You hit the clutch shot. Right. She was a British journalist. And also, she married the wife of the colonel, governor, Frederick Lugard, L-U-G-A-R-D. See, what it was, they saw two black people on different sides of the river. And what they did was they ain't do nothing to say, they ain't do nothing, ain't gonna call it what it is. You know, this is, see, when they saw the two black people on the side of the river, that brother Daniel Israel, it opened some doors up now. I need some in Acts chapter 13, verse number 1. I need, what he was doing was the Acts 13, verse number 1, that brother Daniel Israel can come and teach. Acts 13, verse 1,
and it reads, there were in the temple that was at Antioch certain seats and teachers, were elders and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger.
They were called who?
Nigga.
That's right. Now, I swear to the kitchen. Like, what you hold back from me there, brother Dane? That's right. What they were called?
Nigga.
They were called nigga. That's what they were called. On both sides of the river, she saw the nigga.
Hallelujah.
She was teaching about what she was looking at, because she got to remember, Judah is the nigga. And matter of fact, Matt, we gonna touch on some of that. Maybe not on this one. Maybe not right now on this time. But we gonna put all that to the tape, you know. But
hallelujah,
you gotta keep something in mind. They are. What do you say in Romans chapter 3, verse number 4, there, brother Daniel? I need Romans chapter 3, verse number 4.
Romans chapter 3. Verse 4, and it reads, Yahuwah forbid, yeah, let Yahuwah be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you mightest be justified in your sins and mightest overcome when you are judged.
See, and that's the point. See, the man go lie, but Yahuwah go tell the truth. See, they even called, read that 13 verse number 1 again. Put those two names on the table one more time for them. Remember, we're going to let the book do the talking.
Acts 13 verse 1 read. Now there were in the temple, there was in Antioch, certain elders and teachers, Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Nigger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manin. Which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul.
Hallelujah. That was an excellent reading. That was phenomenal, because you hit that right on the head. There were certain elders and teachers. See, I'm very, very, feeling very, very good right now, because a lot of people have missed that. A good note on that, because exactly the way he called that out, that's exactly what was going on. It was the elders and the teachers sitting there at that moment. And that's what we're setting up right now, to do order things. And that's what we're talking about, getting the order back down pat. So when you read the Bible, keep something in mind. That's the elders and the teachers that were sitting right there.
Hallelujah.
That was excellent on your part there, brother, up-and-coming teacher, brother Daniel. And it's something, because I called your name out earlier, and there you go. Hallelujah.
I was there then. I was hallelujah. I ain't want to interrupt, though.
I ain't now. Hallelujah. You came in at the right time. You let me know. That was a good time. Now, what we're going with this is, remember, we're talking about the do order things. And remember, what she saw on both sides of the river, she said, oh, the niggas on both sides of the river. Let's call this river after the niggas, because we was the ones that was running the land. And they knew that. They knew we was running the land, so they named the river after us. Now, we can get into that part about what all that means, but I want to just shoot one out at the table real quick. I'm going to put something on the table. And I'm just going to throw this out. Sister Ruth, you ready to do some reading?
She had ran to the store, bro.
Well, hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Pick it up for me there, Prince Brother Daniel. I need Sirach chapter 14, verse number 10.
Sirach Sirach 14, verse 10, and it reads, a wicked eye envy his bread, and he is a nigger at his table.
The reason I'm showing you this, because he let you know, even the leaders still can have a wicked eye. You see what I'm saying? Even the leaders, but you see what I'm saying? See, once you know what the word means, then you can, then we can go into that. But right now we're gonna go into that. We're gonna say that for another time, because we wanna make sure that the West part of Africa, they go, we're gonna make sure that they get some a good foundation based on what's going on. Brother Neil, Prince Brother Dan, you see it out? Prince Brother Dan, you is real. Hallelujah. Brother Nehemiah.
Hallelujah. Why?
Hallelujah. Why? See, can you get that brother back on the line on Trayway's side? See, can you pull him back in? I think they WCC probably in Clifton. So see if you can pull that off. And right now, my Mother DF Israel and Sister Sarah will be ready to go. So you get that brother. Like, give me a hallelujah when you get back on the line there, Brother Daniel. I mean, Brother Nehemiah. Now, I need something, Sister Sarah, out of the book Hosea chapter 5, verse number 13 and verse 14.
5, verse 13 and 14. Going to the book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 13 and verse 14.
All the way down to 15. Make it on 15.
And reading verse 15. Book of Hosea, chapter 5, reading verse 13, 14, and verse 15. Verse 13 reads, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wound,
mm-hmm.
then went Ephraim to the Assyrians
mm-hmm.
and sent to King Jerah.
Mm-hmm.
Yet could he not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. Verse 14, for I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. Verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction, in their chastisement.
Mm-hmm.
They will seek me early.
Hallelujah for our action. Now, let's go over there.
My phone died too, bro. My bad.
I got you back. I'm with you there, brother Prince, Brother Day. Hallelujah for our action on your part. Now, keep something in mind here. Now, we just got done reading about, in the book of Isaiah chapter 5, read me verse 13 again, Sister. Read me verse 13.
Book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 13 reads, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah
mm-hmm.
saw his wound,
mm-hmm.
then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to the king Jerah. Yet could he not heal you nor cure you of your wound.
So he letting you know that other nations can't save you, Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes. Because the order of things, Yada Judah got to be the one get you right. Matter of fact, let me see, can I pull that out? What I need? I need something. It should be in the same book, Hosea. The book of Hosea. Let me see. The If I can't get it out of here, out. Hallelujah. Give me. See. He can't save you there, brother. Ten Northern Tribe. Because it's only ones that can get you right is somebody in the book of Sirach. I mean, not Sirach, Zechariah. I need your help there, Prince Brother Daniel. I need somebody in the book of Zechariah. Let me make sure I got this right. Is that what I need? If I can't pull it out, I'm going to come back around to it. I don't want to go to this direction yet. I need something out of the book of Zechariah. I might be overthinking it. It ain't coming to me right now. Let me take that and come back to that in one second. So, Sarah, read that for me one more time.
Hallelujah. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 5, verse 13. 13 reads, when Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah saw his wounds, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian and sent to King Jerah. Yet could he not heal you nor cure you of your wounds.
Keep going.
14. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion and as a young lion to the house of Judah, I will tear and go away. I will take away, and none shall rescue him. 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction and their chastisement. They will seek me early.
Hallelujah. Wow. Now, I need something, Prince Brother Daniel, and I'm still trying to lay my eyes on it. I'm checking out something in the book of Jeremiah. I need something out of the book of Jeremiah, but it's something that's supposed to take place because Ephraim tried to go and get some comfort from Assyria, right? But it's something that's supposed to happen. Pick it up at the book of Jeremiah. And let me see exactly what I need. Pick it up at chapter 50. And start at verse number 3. Let's read that until we get to our point. I'm saying, we're going somewhere with this.
Jeremiah.
Yeah, read verse 3 down to verse number 5. That's exactly what I need there, brother. Prince Brother Dan. Thank you, there.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 3 down to 5. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 3. Down to 5.
That's chapter 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 3, down to 5. Verse 3 reads, the shepherds with their flocks.
Chapter 50, 50.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 3 down to verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 50, 3 down to 5. Verse 3 reads, for out of the north there come up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. Verse 4. Mm-hmm. In those days, verse 4, in those days, and in that time, said the Yahuwah, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, mourning and weeping. They shall go and seek the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, Jeremiah 50, verse 5. They shall ask the way to Yahdah Judah with their faces thitherward, saying, come, and let us join ourselves to the Yahuwah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Now, brother, I gotta ask you to break this down for me, because remember, Sister Sarah just got done reading Hosea chapter 5, and that was verse number 13. Was that 13 through 15, but verse 13 is what I'm pointing at right now. Now, remember, Ephraim, which is the 10 northern tribes, they went and did what, Sister Sarah, again? I need to hear that one more. I need to bring that cross in my mouth one more time. What happened in that verse right there? 5:13. Just give me 5:13. Then I want you to break down what you read, Brother Daniel. And watch this.
Going to the book of Hosea, 5:13 reads, when Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound,
Then went the 10 northern tribes, what'd they do?
Ephraim went to the Assyrians.
Right, so Ephraim, the leader, but the 10 northern tribes, which remember, we talking about the Ephraim is the leader of the 10 northern tribes. So whatever your leader do, the other tribes following you to do it. So Ephraim, which in the 10 northern tribes, went to Assyria and what?
And sent to King Jeff.
And what they asked for?
Yet, could he not heal you,
nor
cure you of your wound?
So they went to him, but they was looking for some healing. But that's not how they go get their healing of the wound that they got going on. But now we coming back to you there, Brother Daniel. What happened? How they go get their healing? Remember, everything, always keep in mind the direction we was going, because right now we talking about the west coast of Africa cannot get their liberation things down pat. But now I want you to come and read something that you got, so you hold something, a key point to the direction we was going there, Brother Brother Daniel. I need you to bring this out in grand style. Take your time. Read it over again if you have to, and bring it out to the national audience. And if not, that Prince, Brother Nehemiah, help you out too. Y'all work on that and bring that on out. And you got the clock there, Brother Prince, Brother Daniel.
Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 3 down to verse 5. Verse 3 reads, for out of the north, a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. Verse 4, in those days, and in that time, said the Yahuwah, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together, going and weeping, they shall go and seek the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah. Verse 5, they shall ask the way to Yahdah Judah, did the word, saying, come and let us join ourselves to Yahuwah in the perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
now, keep something in mind. I'm going to throw one clue out there. Remember, and you already know this, I'm just going to throw this out, that the children of Israel shall come. That children of Israel is talking about the 10 northern tribes.
Hallelujah, why Ephraim and the 10 northern tribes.
Right, that's Ephraim, which is the leader of the 10 northern tribes. Remember, you know who Judah is, the southern kingdom. Now, break it down to me. What's going on in verse 5 is what I want you to break down to me. That verse 5, I want you to break
down. Come on. Ephraim coming back to Judah under Yahuwah covenant.
But what they say, though? What they say in that verse number 5?
Let me get back to it. Okay, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50, verse 5. And it reads, they shall ask the way to Yada Judah.
what they gonna ask for?
Where Yada Judah?
That's right. They gonna be looking for us because liberation, but no western part of Africa unless Judah get it first, and they gotta come and get it from us. And what else they gonna ask for?
Hallelujah, Akwa. With their faces thitherward saying, come, let us join ourselves to the Yahuwah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
Now I got to bring this back up, and I want you to have me 31, Brother Nehemiah, 31, verse number 6, waiting on me. That's the precept to verse 5. Same book, 31, verse number 6, Brother Nehemiah. Mother D.F. Israel, I need you to, Mother D.F. Israel, you still got you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right. Let me get, I need you to come back and read something for me. And it's very important because now you better put a blow on the Mother D.F. Israel. I need Genesis chapter 49, verse number 8, because, is it 8 that I need? Yeah, verse number 8, because Prince Brother Daniel just read something in verse 5. That was very important. He says, they shall ask the way to Yada Judah with their face thitherward. What does that mean? What did he tell their face thitherward? It was something that was said that they supposed to do in Genesis chapter 49, verse number 8. Remember, their faces were supposed to be thitherward, right?
Hallelujah.
Let's find out. Let's go to Genesis chapter 49, verse 8. But this is the order of things now. We talking Bible talk. We ain't talking man talk. We ain't talking about no personal nothing. We talking about something that's supposed to happen that's supposed to take place. Bible. Yahuwah. Do order, Yahuwah. So we can get this breach off of. But Judah got to get it off first. What's the order of things, Mother D.F. Israel? 49, verse number 8, the book of Genesis.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 8. Judah, thou art he whom thy brother shall praise.
Mm-hmm.
Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemy. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee.
You. Oh! So when he said their face is going to be bitter, he's talking about they going to be giving us some praises and their face going to be bowing down before you.
Hallelujah. That's what
be going on. They going to be bowing down before you, Judah. That's what we have coming to us when we get an order.
Hallelujah.
We ain't going to get that until we get an order, though, the due order. They got to do this, whether they like it or not, whether they don't like it in their generation. One of them generations from their bloodline going to get an order. All we got to do, Judah, is do Bible. We ain't got to do nothing else but get the book in order and everything else go fall in suit. But it was something else. I need a precept that, Brother Nehemiah. I need a precept in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, and pick it up at verse number 6. But start at verse number 5 to make it sound. Yeah, start at verse number 5. Matter of fact, pick it up at verse number 1, 2, 3. Just give me that one down to verse number 6. Let's make a meal out of Brother Nehemiah. Give me one down to verse number 6.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 through 6. And at that same time said the Yahuwah, will I be the Yahuwah of all the families of Israel?
Mm-hmm.
And they shall be my people too. Thus said the Yahuwah, the people which I left on the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. 3.
the Yahuwah have appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, mm-hmm. with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Mm-hmm.
Four, again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with the tabret, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Five, thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. Planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Six, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, let us go up to Yahuwah Judah unto the Yahuwah our Yahuwah.
What's supposed to happen? Break that down for me there, Brother Nehemiah. Break down verse number five.
Five. Thou shalt plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria.
Make that verse number six. Break down verse number six.
Verse 6, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, which is the 10 northern tribes, arise ye, let us go up to Yahuwah Judah, the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah. And that day, Ephraim, the 10 northern tribes, is going to cry out to Judah. Then they both going to come together unto the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Watch for their perpetual covenant. See, for their perpetual covenant. Remember, the brotherhood of us is supposed to be read earlier. But it's going to be a point of time. See, the reason I'm waiting is because, according to the book of, Hosea, chapter 5, verse 13, they went crying out to be healed by Assyria. But that's not how they're going to get their healing. See, the only way that they can get some healing going on is they have to, for one, let's go find out. Let's go read it again. Let me see. See, the only way they'll get some healing is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3. But you remember, they have to come through God Judah. They'll come crying. See, we're talking about things that's supposed to take place.
Audio is low.
Give me some rock. Give me some rock. Chapter 39, verse number 6. There, Brother Nehemiah, and you gonna have waiting on me. What I gave you? Did you get what I gave to you, there, Brother Ken? Because I didn't got away from Deuteronomy 8:3. That's what I did.
Hallelujah, God.
I take off there, Brother Nehemiah. Sirach, chapter 39, verse number 6.
Sirach 39 and verse 6. When the great Yahuwah will, he shall be filled with the spirit of understanding. He shall mm-hmm. pour out wise sentences and give thanks unto the Yahuwah in his prayer.
Mm-hmm. Is that all I get out of that?
Oh, man. You want me to keep going?
Back. Let me take a peek. I must miss some. That was the rock. What did you read? That was the rock.
39 and verse 6.
Well, make that. That was good. That was good. Give me 24. Give me 24 verse 30.
Sirach,
we're doing 24 right now. We're doing a 24 verse 33. Sirach. That's what I need.
Sirach 24 and 33.
I will yet pour out doctrine as prophecy and leave it to all ages forever.
And that's what we're doing right now. We're showing the doctrine of the prophecy. And this is the ages that Yahweh, he letting it be known. He says it'll come to all ages, but this is the ages, our time to let it be known, to order things, how things are supposed to be set up, what's going to take place in the prophecy. We got to pull these things out. You know, and remember, he said he's going to pull out the doctrine and prophecy. What is the doctrine that he's talking about that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel? Give me, I need Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 2. What is the doctrine that he's talking about that we can read, Mother D.F. Israel? Proverbs chapter 4, and give me verse number 2.
Hallelujah, Proverbs 4, verse 2.
And yeah, make that 2 and 4.
You said Proverbs 4, verse 2, and what?
And 4.
Proverbs chapter 4 and